to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Report podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Thank you for having me in your living room once again this week. That number for everybody to call in to be a part of the show, 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Cup that underpants is in the chat. How you doing? Got a lot to talk about tonight. Don't know who I have with me. Don't know who I won't have with me. Hopefully we have Gene from Cleveland. Hopefully we'll have Doom call in, so we shall see. Monday Night Football is going on right now. Got a decent game going on. I do believe the Giants just scored a touchdown, 27-23, with 49 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. It's been back and forth. It took the last 5 minutes of the game. Been a nice little football game. And I believe next week we have the Rams and the Chiefs, a battle of two 9-1 teams going at it. Got a lot more to talk about as well. The Jimmy Butler trade. Basically, it was the Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's heading over to the 76ers. And Philly gives up Covington and another shooter. I don't know if I like this trade. I'll get the particular detail for you in just 1 second. I don't know if I like this particular trade. And the reason I'm not really a fan of it is because, A, I thought you should have kept Covington. Markelle Fultz should have been the one who you traded. I thought he would have been the one. Because if you would have traded Markelle Fultz, kept Covington, you would have been a lot better off. This team, the 76ers, I know it's hard to play Ben Simmons off the ball. I know it is, because that's not Ben Simmons' strength. But J.J. Redick coming in to be your point guard would be a better situation for the 76ers, because it gives you a shooter out on that floor. Covington was a shooter. Covington was a shooter for the 76ers, and now he's gone. He is gone. I don't know what puts them. Maybe moves them from the fourth seed to the third. In the Eastern Conference, you're still looking at Boston. You're still looking at Toronto. You're still looking at those two teams. And Covington helps the Timberwolves a lot. Not only gives you another shooter, he also helps space out the floor. And you know now Derrick Rose is going to get some serious run. Now, what Derrick Rose does with it, I don't know. But if he can get you maybe 16, 17 points a game, he would be a very good candidate for sixth man, as he said he wanted to win earlier. So we shall see what happens there. But we had a huge night in the association. We'll go over those scores in a minute. Talk more about the Jimmy Butler trade. You can talk about that. College football has some upsets in college football. That number for you guys to call in is 706-993-4606. That is the number to call in. First things first, let's go over some basketball scores. Let's go over the scores in the association real quick. The Washington Wizards defeat the Orlando Magic 117-109. This is the first back-to-back wins this year for the Wizards. They're 4-9. They improved to 4-9. The Magic fall to 6-8 on the young season. Those 76ers, They beat the Miami Heat 124-114 to improve to 9-6. Miami Heat fall to 5-8. Joel Embiid, 38 points, 18 rebounds. The New Orleans Pelicans defeat the Toronto Raptors 126-110. New Orleans improves to 7-6. Toronto drops to 12-2. I think a lot of people might be sleeping on Toronto. And Kyrie Irving, I think a lot of folks might be Kawhi Leonard, and the Raptors. Like, a lot of people might be sleeping on those guys. We shall see. Anthony Davis, 25 points and a season high 20 rebounds. Can't beat that. Can't beat that. Let's go over the rest of the scores real quickly. The Dallas Mavericks defeat my Chicago Bulls 103-98. The Mavericks improves to 5-8. Bulls drop down to 4-10. Nothing to write home about there. And Dallas may be getting dirt back in another few weeks, so we shall see. The Utah Jazz defeat the Memphis Grizzlies 96-88. Utah improves to 7-6. Memphis falls to 7-5. And the Minnesota Timberwolves. Karl Anthony Towns, 25 points, 21 rebounds. Whoa. 1 second, guys. Wasn't expecting that. Doom, what's up, man?
Oh, it's a sad day today, man.
How's it a sad day?
Man, Stan Lee died.
Yeah. Shout out to Stan, man. Rest in peace, my friend. Most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
So where I need to run in at, what are we talking about?
I'll just go over the scores and the association real quick. Minnesota defeats the Brooklyn Nets 120-113. Timberwolves improves to 5-9. Brooklyn falls to 6-8. Carl Anthony Towns, 25 points and 21 rebounds.
You think it's good that Jimmy Butler's gone off that squad?
Man, I think it's partly addition by subtraction. It takes a sort of a cancer out the locker room. But understand this, too. I think a lot of it was Tom Thibodeau, because being a Bull fan, the thing that Tom Thibodeau loves to do, he loves to run his vets. He plays his vets heavy minutes. Jimmy Butler was complaining the day before that trade, I believe, of how he just played 40 minutes in the game. And he was getting so sick and tired of playing it. So, you know, and if you're looking at Thibodeau, wait a minute, you throwing me under the bus? Oh, okay, so we're going to ship you out. Now, Robert Covington, good shooter, just got there talking about that, good shooter. But again, that's the one thing that Philly needs, a shooter. So I don't know how this really helps Philly. I think they might move up a spot from fourth to third, but... I still think Boston is better than them. I still think Toronto is better than them. So, yeah. You know, again, it's almost like the same situation that he had in Minnesota. Because right now, J.J. Redick, they're better with Redick on the floor than without him being on the floor. He should be your starting point guard. But then it messes up Ben Simmons, because Ben Simmons has to have the ball in his hand. He can't really play off the ball like that. The only thing he's going to really do is maybe a screen and roll situation when he's playing off the ball like that. He has to have the ball in his hands. So I don't know how this really helps. It looks good on paper. But unless they go out and sign Kyle Korver, who could be gotten, from what I understand.
I bet you Kyle Korver will go to the Warriors.
See, that'd just be sick. Because then he can go over there off the mid-level exception.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be sick. Oklahoma City Thunder defeats the Phoenix Suns 118-101. Paul George, season high 32 points. Got a couple of games going on right now. Sacramento Kings beating the San Antonio Spurs 68-64. And the LA Clippers are actually beating the Golden State Warriors right now 54-51. That game is in the second quarter with 4 minutes, 13 seconds left.
That don't do nothing.
Yeah, yeah. We all know the third quarter belongs to Golden State. Real quick, I also wanted to get the official word on that trade. Yeah, sorry, I didn't approve. And I just don't know. You trade Covington. You trade Saric. You trade Bayless. And a 2022 second round draft pick. Now, I ain't worried about the pick because you don't know what the hell that's going to be. But Robert Covington and Dario Saric, are shooters. And right now, unless Philly goes out there and acquires a shooter, I don't know how this really helps. We'll see what they do. You watch any football this weekend?
No, I just seen a lot of blowouts.
Your Redskins won, though.
Yeah.
Your Redskins won. But the person who I want to call in.
Rage.
I wanted Rage to call in. I want Surfer to call in. Brady and the Patriots were beat down by Tennessee. Do you think Brady started to show his age in this game?
Yeah.
I mean, the dude was trying to run for first down yardage, just tripping up all over himself.
Go like a deer, just getting
deer in headlights. Deer in headlights. As Gene would say, Brian Sipe 2.0, Brian Sipe the second. Baker Mayfield gets a win. The Browns beat the Atlanta Falcons. And I don't know. If Mayfield keeps having games like that, do you think he might be Rookie of the Year?
What'd you say?
Do you think if Baker Mayfield continues to play like he's been playing, do you think he may win Rookie of the Year?
Nah, I almost would say Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. He is having a much better year than Baker in terms of performance.
Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be him and Drew Brees. But see, Mahomes has been doing this all year.
Yeah, yeah. This is true. And the thing that gets me, and I'm happy my Saints won, don't get me wrong, 151-14 over the Bengals. But the thing that gets me, instead of Marvin Lewis being fired, they fired the defensive coordinator. They fired the defensive coordinator to be a scapegoat. They fired the defensive coordinator, Terrell Austin. They fired him today. And guess who picks up the defensive coordinator's job?
Who?
Marvin Lewis.
They need to fire Marvin Lewis.
Yeah. He sits at 5-4 right now. You need to fire that man. Oh, you need to fire him. Oh my goodness.
Hopefully he might be gone at the end of the season.
We'll see. Another scapegoat situation. Carmelo Anthony.
Then he needs to go to Big Three.
Well, I'm just thinking that they're making him out to be the scapegoat with the Rockets too.
They ain't got no defense.
Well, but that's my point though. Because everybody keep talking about Carmelo Anthony don't play defense, but who plays defense in the NBA? Who?
KD.
The only thing that you really look for now, to me, you really look at more players who put defensive effort than actual defense because you can't touch these guys. You know what I'm saying? You really can't touch the guys. So, yeah, mellow this, mellow that. I still think he has something left in the tank. I agree with Steven Jackson when he says he still got something left in the tank. He's better than a lot of these first-year, second-year players out there. But I just don't know where he can go that will fully use his skill set and use him correctly. He's not a spotted three-point shooter. He never has been. So we shall see. Another person I want to call in, I wanted Tony C to call in. Tennessee Cowboys lose to Cowboys. They actually won over the Eagles. I want to hear what he had to say about that. maybe they caught the Eagles at the right time. Maybe they finally going back to use Zeke 25-30 carries a game.
True.
So maybe that's what. Maybe they finally realize, or they finally see that's what they have to do to win, as they get a huge win over the Philadelphia Eagles, 27-20. The Steelers look like they're back. They won over the weekend. Good job by those guys. Todd Bowles for the Jets looks like he may be fired pretty soon. The Lakers nearly lose to the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah. The Hawks ain't too bad. Oh, Trey Young is garbage.
Yeah. But I have a good friend of mine who is a huge Atlanta Hawks fan, and he tells me that Trey Young looks to be something special with the way he passes the basketball. I don't know, man. I think the verdict is still out on Trey Young, to me. Let's see if he keeps this up during the All-Star break.
I doubt he'll make the All-Star team.
Let's see if he can keep this up for up into the All-Star break for the Hawks. But at the same point, until John Collins comes back for the Hawks, there's really nothing else there to really take away his shots. So he's going to get free range in terms of shooting the basketball. So let's see what he does.
But he just shoots too much. You know what I'm saying? He's a high volume shooter, but
right. And that's the one thing about going to the Hawks that's to his benefit, because there's no one there to take away shots from him right now. With Collins being out, there's really no one there that could take shots away from him right now. So he's going to get free reign to shoot the basketball. Let's see what happens when there be, if he can A, continue to hit that shot, and B, let's see if he can continue to put out his defensive effort. I think that'd be interesting too, to see if he can continue to put out that defensive effort. We had a lot of upsets in college football. A lot of upsets. Wake Forest defeat number 14, NC State 27-23, upset. Boise State defeat number 23, Fresno State 24-17, upset. Alabama, I thought they were going to blow the doors off Mississippi State. Nope. They still won in a shutout, but it was 24-0.
Yeah, man. Teams are playing better. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Clemson defeats Boston College 27-7. Again, Boston College, man, number 17, it shows they're not exactly doormats. I thought those two games would have been complete blowouts, but they weren't. Number 13, Syracuse gets the win over Louisville 54-23. Louisville fired their head coach after that game. I felt kind of bad for old boy, but.
Florida State played.
Oh my gosh.
You didn't even bring them up, huh?
Oh my goodness. We lost to Notre Dame, number 3 Notre Dame, 42-13. And I have a lot of fellow Florida State fans telling me that we need to stick with Willie Taggart. No, we don't. No, we don't.
Trust the process.
Now, I ain't trusting that process. No. I'm not trusting that process. Hell no. You got to come better. Kids quitting. You barely taking accountability for what's going on with the program. I just don't think he's the right coach for this team. I really don't think he's the right coach. Let me see something here. Georgia beat Auburn 27. And number 5, Georgia beat number 24, Auburn 27-10. Ugh. So What else we got going on in college football? Number 4, Michigan defeat Rutgers 42-7. Number 6, Oklahoma defeat Oklahoma State 48-47 by 1 point. Number 7, LSU defeats Arkansas 24-17. Number 8, Washington State defeats Colorado 31-7. Number 9, West Virginia defeats TCU 47-10. Number 10, Ohio State defeats Michigan State 26-6. Tennessee defeats number 11, Kentucky 24-7. Number 12, UCF, University of Central Florida, defeats Navy 35-24. Florida, number 15, Florida defeats South Carolina 35-31. Texas, number 19, Texas defeats Texas Tech 41-34. Number 20, Penn State 22, Wisconsin 10. Northwestern defeats number 21, Iowa 14-10. And number 22, Iowa State defeats Baylor 28-14. I'm trying to find a particular story I want to tell you guys. I don't know what's wrong with my PC. One second here. Let's see. Trying to find a particular story. Come on, come on. Pull up, pull up, pull up. You see that scary injury tonight? Carlos LeVert.
Nah, what happened?
He broke his leg. That was a scary looking injury, man.
He broke his what?
He broke his leg.
Ooh.
That was a scary looking, that was a scary injury, man. Hopefully he'll come back soon. Hopefully he'll come back and be fine from that. Yeah, it was a scary injury, man. Scary. Another injury happens on the heels of the NFL, the Los Angeles Rams. Cooper Kupp has a torn ACL. He is out for the season. How do you think that's going to affect the Rams and their chances to win they go to the Super Bowl?
It might be a big problem, but, you know, we got to talk about the other big ACL injury. Boy, the X-Man.
not familiar with that one.
Dez Bryant.
Man, look.
I mean, he is Saint, man. Ben, he ain't look, no Cowboy
man.
No more.
Look, man. Look, man. First of all, I was so upset with that. I was so upset with that. He gets there, the last play of practice, tells it he tears his Achilles. Ugh. I was looking for such big names from Dez, man. We signed Brandon Marshall, and instead, the Saints signed Brandon Marshall to a one-year deal. He was with the Seahawks beforehand. Again, another cat. I didn't want Brandon. I would prefer Dez, but we'll see what Brandon can do. Brandon doesn't need to practice at all. Just let him play on Sundays. He don't need to practice. Just let him play on Sundays. He don't need to practice. He gets hurt in practice more than he ever does in games. So he just needs to play in football games and worry about practicing and go from there. But I thought Cooper Kupp being hurt is going to be a huge, huge loss for that team. Because he plays the slot receiver. So I think it's going to hurt. I think it's going to hurt them just a wee bit. I have to rely on Everett, the tight end, a little bit more to make up for that.
Is Gronkowski hurt for the season?
He was hurt in that. He was hurt. He was a mess. I think it was the day before that he wasn't expected to play yesterday in that game against the Titans. And I don't know what's going on with Rob. He's having back and. Like,
he needed to hang it up.
Knee and leg, some type of like knee or leg issue, something going on. And I don't know if he could have helped the Patriots or not with the way they looked yesterday. I don't know.
He needs to hang it up.
He definitely isn't the best tight end in the league anymore. I'm not trying to say he's not special, but he definitely isn't the best tight end in the league.
He's immortal.
He's not. It looks like he's not able to get separation at all. That's why I say Travis Kelce and Zach Ertz have moved ahead of him.
Yeah, especially Kelsey. Man.
Yeah. And if you want to say Jimmy Graham, you can. His numbers don't show it, but he still, to me, looks a lot better on the football field than Gronkowski does. So yeah. That's a good point. But going back to Dez for a second, that hurt me, man, because I wanted Dez to go out there and do something. You know what I'm saying?
He did something, all right. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah. Jordy Nelson, Raiders wide receiver, talking about there's a story that came out saying he's going to retire tomorrow from the league. If he does, congratulations on a great career, Jordy Nelson. I know Aaron Rodgers is mad about you being gone, so.
Oh, yeah, it's damn Jay Gruden.
Yeah. AJ Green reportedly could be out until December with a foot injury, but he shouldn't miss the season. He should be back. He didn't play for Cincinnati yesterday, but he should be back before the season's through. So that's good news for Cincinnati. And the coach that got fired for Louisville, Bobby Petrino, there's a story that came out that he was doing the coach's show when he found out he got fired.
Mm-hmm.
He was on TV. He was on TV doing a coach's show when he found out he got fired.
He fired on no fuck them.
Wow. I thought that was amazing, man. Oh, that was just amazing. You find out on national TV that you just lost your job. Wow. All right. Let's go over some of this NFL scoreboard real quick. Steelers defeat the Panthers 52-21. I thought that game, Big Ben looked good. He had 5 TD passes in that game. And that just goes to show you what that Steelers offense is capable of. And but the way the Patriots looked, the way the Jacksonville Jaguars have looked, could this be the year the Steelers take it?
Maybe. If something don't monkey it up during the season.
Yeah. Because they are playing some good football right now. Bears over the Lions, 34-22. Saints over the Bengals, 51-14. Browns over the Falcons, 28-16. There was a story that came out saying that the Falcons didn't take Cleveland seriously.
Well, that's on the damn coach.
Yeah.
If that's true.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I do agree. Tennessee Titans defeat the Patriots 34-10. The Colts defeat the Jaguars 29-26. Chiefs defeat the Cardinals 26-14. Bills. How the hell did Buffalo Bills throw up 41 points?
They did it.
41-10 over the Jets. Your Redskins defeat the Bucks 16-3. Chargers defeat the Raiders 20-6. Packers defeat the Dolphins 31-12. Rams defeat the Seahawks 36-31. And the game we talked about, Cowboys over the Eagles 27-20. Eagles still looking like a straight hot mess. Did you watch that game?
Nah, I ain't watched no games this weekend.
Looking like a straight hot mess. Still got some issues in the running game. Offensive line still showing issues. Secondary still showing some issues going on. They're going to have to work on a lot of things to get that stuff fixed, Philadelphia Eagle fans, before you can say they can go back and defend that Super Bowl title. But Cowboys, they did their thing last night. Eagle did his thing. We'll see if they can keep the ball rolling, keep things moving on, keep things trucking, as they say. Anything else you want? Anything else you had? Anything else you want to talk about, man?
No, not really. Kind of an eventful, you know, sports week, and just a lot of blowouts.
Yeah, a lot of blowouts. I'm glad that Jimmy Butler trade happened, so we can finally get that thing put to rest over in Minnesota. Now, I think the interesting thing with Butler, if it doesn't work out with Philly, then you know he's just you know, if it, that didn't work out, he's just a bad dude.
Yep.
To me, he's just a bad dude. So, you know, but we'll see what Philly does. It's going to be interesting. Coaching is going to come into play. Coaching and and the how you do with that line, how you make that lineup a success. And again, they got to get shooters. They got to get shooters. They better throw up something for Kyle Korver.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Kyle Korver's a defensive liability, too. Yeah,
he is. He is. But they need shooting. They can leave J.R. Smith alone. I don't think anybody wants J.R. Smith.
The big three want J.R. Smith.
Big three wants Camilla and J.R. Smith. There you go.
He just need to hang it up. J.R. Smith made the greatest mistake ever in the NBA Finals last year. We'll never forget the moment. Yep. He didn't know what score he was up. So.
Yep. A couple other things I wanted to go over real quick. Michael Thomas got fined $30K for that cell phone incident. In the week before last game, he got fined $30,000. Really, you really want to find that man? I get it. This is against the rules, but come on, man. That joke was funny.
Man, they fined Joe Horn back in the day. They gonna find him.
Yep, they did find him. They sure did find him.
You gotta be consistent.
Yep. Joe Meyer will officially retire from baseball. Twins first baseman played 15 years in Minnesota, but some concussion concerns causing him to retire. Wish you well. Thank you for all the years you put in on the diamond. Let me see. There's something else here. I thought I posted it. Did I not post it? I thought I did. Oh, yeah. Here we go. That's what I was looking for. NFL in the National League Rookie of the Year goes to, I don't think I can pronounce his last name. I'm going to butcher it, but you know I'm going to go for it anyway. I know I'm going to butcher it. Let me do this real quick. I do not want Braves fans getting mad at me. It looks like the Nathan Peterman from the Bills got released. Come on, man. Hit me on the computer. My computer's giving me all kind of issues. Here we go. Give me 1 second, folks. Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves was named National League Rookie of the Year. That came out tonight. Congratulations to him. See what he does in his second year. So, congratulations to him. I haven't seen the AL Rookie of the Year yet. I'm assuming they're going to do that tomorrow. Oh, wait a second. Hold on 1 second. I think I see it now. Do I see it now? No, I don't. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry about the slowness of the podcast. My computer's just giving me some issues.
I'm about to head off, man. I'm tired.
Hey, thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, no problem. I'll see you next week.
All right, man. Have a good one, man.
Peace.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Doom called in. Thank you for calling in, dude. Appreciate the support as always. And Shohei Ohtani of the Angels wins the AL Rookie of the Year Award. So congratulations to you as well. We'll see what you do in your second year. We'll keep these baseball awards coming up to you as they're announced and coming down. If there is nothing else from anybody, thank you guys for being here as always. Short show, not a whole heck of a lot to talk about, but we did want to get something out there taped and available for you guys. Give me 1 second here. What's up, man?
What's going on with you?
Ah, I got Tony C in the house.
What's happening?
Chilling, man. Dealing with my slow computer tonight for some reason. But it's all good. We still trucking.
Okay.
We still trucking. What you think about your Cowboys' big win yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, at least we ain't the Giants, you know? I mean, you know, 4-5, Falcons coming up. I mean, if we can get this one, then maybe, you know, we can do a little something. But probably not. I mean, but it was good. I mean, it's a good, pretty good win, you know.
You think the Cowboys can catch the Redskins? Like,
we got them on Thanksgiving Day, but we got to win it. If we win, if we can somehow beat the Falcons, I mean, we pretty much, on Thanksgiving Day, it would be, you know, it is what it is, you know? Because if you win that one, now you're a game back.
Yep.
They still have to play the Eagles twice. And have they played New Orleans yet? I don't think they've played New Orleans yet. It's like we ain't played New Orleans. So.
No, they haven't played us yet. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. See. So you'll make it very interesting. But they gotta beat the Falcons this week though.
Yeah. I still think the Eagles are a hot mess. I still think they're a hot mess. Offensive line issues. I don't think that line played really good last night. The running game isn't what it was last year. You don't have that big bruising back. Jay Ajayi's gone for the year. Smallwood is small. Dylan Sproles is still there, but... Again, I just think Philly's still a hot mess. Their secondary's not playing very, very well right now. Front seven got gashed. I just don't think that's a good football.
But team. Everybody ain't got what, you know, they don't have Zeke. They don't have Amari Cooper. I mean, the Redskins down so long. They don't have the weapons to take advantage. They don't let Alex Smith throw the ball like that.
Yeah.
Down the field. So, I think if the Eagles can get them, if they can find a way to nick New Orleans, they still got to play the Saints too.
Yep. We still got to play us. And that's this coming week, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, that's going to be the control game. And see, the Redskins still got to play New Orleans and the Eagles two more times, plus the Cowboys one more time. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys got to play the Colts, Tampa Bay, you know. So they can find a way to finesse the Falcons and then possibly, you know, I mean, they can only lose one more game, pretty much, I think, for the Cowboys. 10-6 is probably going to win that division. So, you got to beat Atlanta, and then you can lose to the Saints in 2 weeks. If you lose to Atlanta, it's pretty much over, because I'm pretty much betting that the Saints going to get them.
Now I'm looking at the stats from the game, and again, to beat these teams, man, you got to be able to run the damn football. Josh Adams, 47 yards. Clement, 13 yards. Wentz had 2 rushes for 7. Smallwood had 4 yards. That's 71 rush yards. You got to be able to run the football to keep these teams honest.
Well, the thing about it, too, with the Eagles, had a, what, Carson Wentz second year quarterback. Mm-hmm. Well, this is his third year, but second year playing. And he done lost his offensive coordinator and his quarterback coach.
That is true. That is true, too.
You know, that make a big difference, man.
That's true, too.
That's why if, you know, the Cowboys get rid of Garrett and Lenihan, they're probably going to bring in whatever new coach. They're going to get a new quarterback coach and offensive coordinator, too.
Yeah.
Because that stuff matters, man.
You right.
You know,
yeah.
Especially with these young quarterbacks. And, you know, the thing about Dak is Dak sometimes he looked like a high school quarterback, and sometimes he looked like a real good NFL quarterback. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Let me ask you about the Jimmy Butler trade. What you think about that Jimmy Butler trade?
I mean, Jimmy Butler, I mean, they really wanted to get rid of him. Cause they pretty much, I mean, anybody could have traded what they traded for.
Yeah.
They turned down 4 first rounds from Houston for that. I guess they were like, we wanted some actual players, but, and Houston ain't want to part with Eric Gordon. Mm-mm. But hell, they could. They suck it anyway, so it's like Eric Gordon making a difference.
I think, like I said before, Robert Covington can shoot. Sarris can shoot. I think that might hurt Phil in the long run, unless you got some plans to get someone like a Kyle Korver, someone who can come out there and hit the 3-4 you on a consistent basis. I just don't know how good this makes the 76ers. You go from maybe, what, the 4th seed in the East to the 3rd?
Yeah, and you took shooting off your team.
Yeah.
The NBA right now is what the kind of like the Big 12 is the football, college football. If you can't score, if you don't have shooting, spacing, you're going to be in trouble, especially in a 7-game series.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can take that old Nick Saban attitude. If you don't want to adapt, then you're going to get beat.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And I just don't see it, how this really helps. I think we sleep on Toronto.
Nobody sleep on Toronto.
I mean, your boy Leonard.
You know, yeah, Kawhi Leonard's a beast. Mm-hmm. He always been a beast.
Yeah, when he healthy. And then when he healthy and playing, he want to play. Yeah. I think Boston is still better than Philly. I think Toronto is still better than Philly. I can't think of a lineup, because with Philly, to me, Redick, they're a better team out there where Redick is running the offense. But then it kind of messes up Ben Simmons, because Ben Simmons is not good without the ball. That's not his game. If he didn't have the basketball, I don't think that's going to really do. It's what, screen and rolling?
Well, he can't shoot. So.
Yeah.
That's the issue with them. But my thing is, man, with the NBA, if you got stars, you just want to get into the playoffs.
Right.
Back in the day, in the 90s and, you know, 80s and 90s, early 2000s, home court advantage mattered. Because, you know, you had marginal players that played better at home than on the road, you know?
Yep.
Nowadays, you know, with stars, all you want to do is get in.
Get in where you fit in. Yep.
Get in to the playoffs. That's it.
Yep, that's all you want to do.
Yeah, and I heard you talking, you know, about the Lakers earlier. heard you mention, because they struggle with the Hawks. I mean, a win is a win is a win in the NBA. I love the Tyson Chandler deal. They haven't lost since they got him.
I think it was suspect. Because that deal went down a little too fast.
No. That deal went down. Oh, you talking about because James Jones helped LeBron?
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been a backdoor deal, but they were going to get rid of him anyway.
They were going to get him regardless, so.
They were going to get rid of him. I think LeBron, they probably chopped it up about releasing him earlier. You know, versus later. Because he said that they were going to get rid of him anyway, so.
Yeah.
But that makes a difference on that team against everybody. Even Golden State.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting because now you got somebody that when they go with their death lineup, the Lakers can put Tyson Chandler or JaVale McGee.
Mm-hmm.
And they can actually play some defense.
JaVale McGee.
Yeah, and Tyson Chandler, you saw last night. If he wasn't on that team, they probably would lose.
Yeah.
Trae Young would hit that shot.
Yeah. I ain't sold on Trae Young yet.
Yeah, I mean, who?
I'm not sold into Trae Young yet.
Yeah, all right. Ain't no difference make it like that. You know?
I didn't think he'd be all right. I just think he's getting the majority of his shots because there's nobody really there to contest his shot, the volume of shots that he's getting right now. John Collins is out hurt, but once he comes back, I think you'll see some of those shots taken away from him. It'll be interesting to see what he does then. I wasn't so into Trae Young when he was at college. All them damn turnovers. He led college basketball in turnovers. So we'll see if he gets better. We'll see if he gets better. Anything else that's on your sports mind tonight, Tony C?
You know, I saw how your Seminoles went up to Notre Dame and got
spanked.
You know, pimp slapped.
Spanked. Taggart need to go, man. He need to go. What?
No. Let me tell you something, man.
He need to go. Let me tell y'all something.
Let me say something about y'all Seminole fans. Y'all got delusions and grandeurs running around in y'all mind. Because y'all won national championship, then y'all went back to the playoffs, the first playoff that first year. Other than that, the team ain't really been that good over the past 20 years. Let's be real now. So, y'all need to start getting real about this college football thing, man. Y'all had two good years out of since Bobby Bowden, really, since you lost to Oklahoma, since my Sooners beat you in the title game, y'all had two good years. So, this ain't 1989, 90, man. Y'all can't be having them Alabama expectations right here.
What? I'm just saying, when you look at him on the football
field. What do you think y'all should be doing? What, 10-1?
No. I'm not going into it with illusions of grandeur. I'm not. But come on, man. Some of these teams we losing to, we ain't got no business losing to. Notre Dame.
Like who?
Notre Dame, I got you. But we had Miami on okay. the but we had Miami on the ropes. And we let them off the hook.
Yeah.
And we let them off the hook like
that. That's a rivalry game. That game will go either way.
We let him off the hook, damn it. And I just, he looks overmatched. And then the thing
is, Syracuse got better players than y'all. Especially defensively.
Defensively.
And pretty much skill player wise?
I think offensively they're better than us, particularly at receiver. But dude, we should have ran.
Defensively, they're better than y'all.
We should have ran the ball. We should have ran the ball down their throat, and we couldn't do nothing against Syracuse.
Syracuse defense is the truth. They knocked Clemson quarterback out last 2 years.
Man,
they probably okay. Let me ask you this: will you be shocked if Clemson, if Syracuse beat Notre Dame Saturday? The answer is no. They almost beat Clemson this year, and they beat them last year. They stand in the paint with Clemson.
Well, right
better
now,
than anybody in the conference.
Well, I know right now we 4-6, we 2-5 in the ACC. We got Boston College.
Okay.
We got Boston College coming up. They ain't no slouch.
Okay.
So, man, come on, man.
I mean, okay, so Willie Tack go what? Full, y'all don't go to a bowl game.
You don't go to a bowl game.
Give him a recruiting class. Then next year, y'all go what? 7-3?
Because the only.
8-4, something like that.
Because we, hell, our last game is against Florida. We may lose to Florida.
Ain't no may in it. You're probably going to lose that one.
Yeah, we're going to probably lose to Florida. But
Florida better than y'all.
But you did bring up a good point. I guess we can give him a receiver, a class, a draft, his own draft class, or his own recruiting class, rather, and see what he do with it. Because right now, this is
because those
his
are
players.
All Jimbo players
right
there now.
Right.
For the most part.
Right.
Not Quan Murray, Jacquez Patrick, Francois, mm-hmm. You know, all them names. A lot of those are Jimbo players. But I'm just saying, I'm going to tell you something about college football, man. In 2018, moving forward. If you're not Alabama, Georgia,
Oklahoma,
in the SEC, ACC, if you're not Clemson, in the Big 12, if you're not Oklahoma, I don't even want to put, I think what this West Virginia is outliers, because once they lose, I think once Greer leaves, they'll go back to
being
the middle
back,
of the pack.
Down the middle of the pack, yep.
Yes. And Texas may be in the Big 12. They coming up. Texas coming up.
They are.
Pac-12, if you're not Washington State or Washington,
mm-hmm.
or UCF, because UCF dude start a pipeline now. Right. And, well, maybe Michigan mm-hmm. and Ohio State in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Man, realistically, it's only about 10 teams that can win the national championship. So what do you, as you as a Florida State fan, do you feel that y'all right now are on the par with one of them 10 teams?
Nah, but
pretty much just named.
I don't think we're on par.
Okay, so what? So what you think Willie Tigers should be doing?
What we should be playing? We should be playing no less than 500.
Okay, so where your wins going to come from, though?
We sub 500.
You got to play Clemson every year.
Mm-hmm.
Got to play Florida every year.
Mm-hmm.
You play Miami, I think, every year now. So those are pretty much toss-up games.
But your wins got to come from your Dukes. Your wins got to come from your Wake Forest's. That's where your wins got to come from. And can you say right now, particularly this year, I'm not talking about in the future, but this year, could you guarantee me any win from Florida State? Can you guarantee any win from Florida State? No.
You mean in conference?
In conference. Can you guarantee any Florida win in Florida State win in conference? No.
So you're not saying y'all are worse than those teams. Y'all are just on par with them versus in the past you've been head and shoulders above them. Correct?
Right, right.
Y'all have came back to the pack. That's the issue.
That's my issue. Instead of moving.
But dude, y'all had a 20-year freaking run.
I know.
Almost 30 years.
I know. But I'm just saying. Jimbo, I blame Jimbo. Jimbo messed us up.
Imagine all them teams, how y'all used to beat up on them back in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, early 2000s.
Man, it's so bad right now. Tony said, I want Bobby Bowden back.
Look, listen. I'm a Sooners fan. I started dealing with them in 2000, right? In 2000, once Bob Stoops got there. But before Stoops got there, look how they used to get drilled for like 15 years straight, something like that. Some crazy 10, at least 10. It come in cycles, man. It's like the Alabama people, Nick Saban ain't going to be around forever, our lifetime. The Mike DeBose year is going to come back around, and who's the coach? The Mike Shula years. You remember them years you couldn't find an Alabama fan outside of Alabama? Mm-hmm.
But look at it. But look at it, too. North Carolina. North Carolina State. We used to rub them teams.
But they now, those teams aren't winning for national titles. Okay, so I guess you said you should get beat them because they're not competing for national titles, correct?
Right.
If they were, you would be more okay with losing.
If you're a ranked club, if you're Alabama, if you're a Georgia, a Notre Dame, a loss to where we are in our program right now, it's acceptable because those are ranked teams that can beat anybody on any given day. But to lose to the North Carolina State, the Dukes, the Wake Forest, the Maryland's, teams like that, man.
So you don't think Georgia Tech, let's take Georgia Tech for example, you don't think Georgia Tech going to be able to stand in the paint with Georgia for a little while when they play at the end of the year?
Maybe a quarter.
Okay, what about South Carolina? You think they're going to be able to stand in the paint with Clemson for a little while?
Oh, no.
So that says the SEC ain't that strong. What you talking about?
I'm just saying, we should be the team.
You got, let me tell you what it is. I'm going to tell y'all, this is why I need to talk to college football fans. It's been alive for more than 30 plus years. You got spoiled. That's what it is. You went from Bobby to Jimbo. You got the national title. You got two. You played for one. Played for two.
Played for one.
Mm-hmm. Bobby got you two. You got spoiled, man. Just like the New England Patriots fans. It's like these Alabama fans. You got fat and spoiled New York Yankee fans. When you win championships in a row like this, you get spoiled, man. You be good for a dominant, because it's going to come back around mm-hmm. in your lifetime if you live long enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just like me as a Cowboys fan, in the 90s, we got 3 out of 4. Look, it's been 20-some years since we even got back. I'd rather not go personally than be going and getting whooped.
Right.
You got what if y'all was doing that? So let's say y'all was like my Sooners. We didn't been to the champ. We won one. We played like 4 of them, and we don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd rather not win.
Rather than lose.
This is me as a fan.
Rather than lose. I got you.
Rather than lose, go and lose. You
right.
feel me?
Right.
Your thing is, you just want to be in the hunt.
Right.
That's the thing. To be in the hunt, I can agree with you on that. To be in a discussion,
yeah,
that's cool. I can agree with you on that. Get back to the discussion.
Right.
Makes sense. And that's in anything. You want to be relevant.
Right.
Relevant to the championship discussion.
Exactly. Exactly. That's my point.
One or two game long loss of the season, going to the ACC championship, you'll be cool with that.
I'll be cool with that.
You ain't saying national championship or college playoff or bust.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I mean, well, that's but see, y'all, I mean, the school gonna have to set the standard though. It's gonna take a lot of work to get close that gap on Clemson, man, because Dabble got that pipeline up there.
Yep.
It's different than NFL, NBA. Once the team start that pipeline going, man. But you're not talking to you now. You're not unrealistic to me, old friend. It's all about that. I think they're supposed to be a national championship discussion.
No. Not this
team. I said them days that came and went for you.
No, not this team. Not this team.
Lisa Dabble leave.
Yeah. Lisa Dabble leave. And I'm not going to sit here and say Francois Blackman going to have to bring us the gold. Not saying that because both them boys young. But, you know, keep us around bowl relevant. A bowl game, and I want to see Taggart look confident out there. Don't look like you outmatched out there. And then don't be having these press conferences. You throwing your players under the bus. Well, we lost because of the offensive line play, dude. You the head coach. Take some accountability, man. He just now started to take accountability, and we done played 10 total
games. He basically saying he didn't recruit the offensive line. That's why he pretty much say that probably. You ever think about that?
That's true too. But I don't want to hear all that. All you have to do, Tony C. All you have to do is say, it starts with me, and it trickles down. If you take that accountability for these losses, okay, I can work with you on that because you know you suck. You know you are lacking, and you're trying to get better. I can deal with you on that. But don't be throwing these kids under the bus like that, man. Come on.
All I'm saying, you got to get a man a couple of recruiting classes, one or two. And remember, you're going against the machine up there that Dabo got going, man.
That's a machine at Clemson, boy. That's a machine at Clemson. Ooh-wee.
Exactly. When you're in competition, that's like LSU and Alabama. LSU really think they can compete with Alabama. Not when they're getting better players than you. One, and number two, LSU don't want to change with the times. They still run an I formation.
Yep, they are. They are.
Trying to run the ball down Alabama throat. You know, man, when last time somebody did that?
Yeah.
It's been a while, okay?
Been a long while. Can anybody beat the machine known as the Alabama Crimson Tide? Can anybody beat them?
Clemson can stand in the paint with them. Clemson will stand in the paint with them. That's why they're going to the playoff committee going to have them avoid each other. They want them to win the title game again. That'll be their third time.
Yep.
1-1. No, that would be the fourth time because last year, didn't Alabama kick them to sleep last year, right?
Didn't Alabama beat Georgia last year?
But they beat Clemson in the first game, right?
In the first game, yeah.
Yeah, they beat Clemson in New Orleans. But, yeah, I think Clemson. I don't like Alabama have a lot of disdain for them because they don't take bowl games out of conference. Nick Saban don't do new neutral site games. It's making no sense to me these days because you can lose a game still go.
Yep.
So you should go ahead and play somebody out of conference.
Hell,
you necessarily got to go play Clemson.
Right.
And, you know, what's to say you go play Ohio State or go play Michigan? At Michigan, not in a neutral site like Nick Saban is a neutral site king. It was cute in the beginning, but now it's like, okay, now we know what you're doing, where you're ducking folks. Especially when Oklahoma and even Florida State going to play these teams out of conference. Mm-hmm. We got lots of teams going to play through out of conference. Texas going to play USC.
Yep.
Alabama going to go play people in the neutral site game. That's my problem with Nick Saban.
Yeah. He's stacking the deck. He's stacking the deck huge.
Exactly. About not going on the road.
Mm-hmm.
We blew in the SEC, so what? So freaking what? And if you run the gauntlet in the SEC like you probably is, you need to lose that road game. You don't get penalized.
Nope. Not at all. Not at all. So
Go ahead.
I was about to say, I'm watching college football just, you know, outside of Florida State. I'm just watching college football to see some of the best players play. You know, I want to see the Will Greers who Florida gave up on. I don't know why the hell Florida gave up on Will Greer the way they did, but I want to see him do his thing. I want to see Kentucky continue to do their thing, even though they lost this week. I just want to see some good college football. But at the end of the day, other than maybe Clemson, nobody else doesn't seem like they can stand a chance against Alabama.
My Sooners will score 435 on them at least, but we're going to give up 30. We're going to give up probably about 50.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just West Virginia will score about 35 on them. I mean, some teams that are scoring, we just talking about who can beat them.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, you got it. Clemson, I think, probably the only one.
The only one that can do it. But yeah, then you brought it back.
Yeah, and I don't think Georgia's going to be able to hold up too long. I'll be shocked.
Yeah.
Well, no, I won't. I'll take that back. Because Georgia got athletes.
They do.
But I don't think Alabama should be in automatically. If West Virginia, if Oklahoma run the table and beat Iowa State twice, or if West Virginia beat Oklahoma and then come back and beat Texas twice, and Alabama lose to Georgia, Alabama shouldn't go to the title game. They shouldn't be in the playoffs.
That's a good point.
No.
Yeah.
Because they're not a conference champion. The only team that they would have played that was worth something is Georgia, which they lost. Yeah, LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was a fraud.
Yeah.
It's West Virginia should get in.
And West Virginia's playing.
And if Oklahoma run the table, they should get in over there.
And West Virginia and Oklahoma, they're both playing some good football. I got to give Lincoln Riley all the credit in the world, boy. Dallas was in the news talking about if they fired Jason Garrett, they're going after Lincoln Riley. I don't think Lincoln Riley going to look for y'all.
Nope. I wouldn't want him to.
Yeah.
Until Jerry Jones get out the way, Lincoln Riley need to chill out right where he is in OU territory, in OU country, man.
Yeah. Oh. Goodness, Tony C, man. It's going to be interesting days coming through. See where these bowl games end up. NFL, we got a battle of some 9-1 teams coming up next week. In the Chiefs and the Rams. That's going to be interesting to see. Cooper Kupp out hurt, so we'll see what the Rams can do to circumvent that. But I still think they'll put
some. Oh, and I want to say, Notre Dame did run into Florida State ran into one of my high school alumni like myself from here in the Orlando area, Dexter Williams.
Okay.
Kid the beast, ain't even 80 wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
The running back for Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. He is. Been playing well and, all season,
If they do go, I want to see him against the Alabama front and him against Nick Saban. Well, Nick Saban probably ain't going to let him run. Mm-hmm. They'll play probably 10 in the box against Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Make Notre Dame throw the football.
Yes.
Make Notre Dame throw the football is what he'll probably do. Stop that run game. But it's going to be interesting, man. We got 9-1 teams coming up in the NFL next week. We got Saints, Philly. It's going to be real interesting down the turnpike. We got some basketball games coming up. You think Melo is done, man? You think Melo done in Houston?
He should be.
Yeah.
He's a bum.
There's reports already out there telling us he's looking at his next team.
So he can go play in the Big Three and get some money if he needs.
That's what Doom says.
That'd be a big name.
That's what Doom says. He can come to my Bulls.
Go big.
He can come to my Bulls and do whatever he want.
Yeah, that's true. a team that's looking for a publicity stunt like Jackie Moon on Semi-Pro.
Yeah.
Sell some tickets. Come play for the Magic. Need some help.
I'm slowly becoming a fan of Zach LaVine, but that Chris Dunn, man, he hardly played. He gotta go. He gotta go. Every time I turn around, Chris Dunn hurt. What? Dude, really? All right. Got some things coming out.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Before we get out of here, Surfer?
Uh-oh.
I know you felt that butt whooping this week in fantasy. I want to thank Big Ben for coming through that 100-point game. Started off right. And Surfer, when you come shoot for the crown, you better not miss, man.
And then, not only insult the injury, not only did you beat him, his Patriots lost.
Yeah. So he's probably somewhere ducking and hiding. He in mourning. Yeah, because Stanley died. It was a bad weekend for him. Stanley died today.
Mm-hmm.
He got beat in fantasy. And then, you said,
his hero,
Patriots got whooped yesterday.
His hero, Tom Brady, looking like a deer in headlights yesterday.
They don't have a raise somewhere high or not.
I give Rage his
and
props,
with
though.
With this protection program.
I give Rage his props, though. At least Rage did say something on the page. You know, I kind of handed to him. The Titans beat us, so I got to give Rage that much at least. But.
I bet he was modest.
Yeah, he was modest. He was being modest.
yeah.
All right. We got a lot coming up here on Rant Eatin' Radio. Tomorrow night. It's going to be the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m., followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. Tony, see what you guys going on the Rant tomorrow?
We're going to talk about the Go Home Show to Survivor Series. We're going to talk about at my boo, Abby Phillip, getting talked about by somebody. Thank you, the president. I mean, so it's a lot that we're going to discuss tomorrow. We're going to talk about Stanley passing away. Pretty sure Surfer's going to be crying. Going to be emotional.
Sad day, man.
So, yeah, it's going to be a lot to touch on. And I just want to say, do I get a prize or something if I go through the fantasy season? Unblemished, you get extra points for that.
Not unblemished, but you do get that $50 gift card if you win everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I put up that $50 gift card.
Next year, when you think about doing. If somebody go undefeated, they should get an extra bonus or something. It's hard as hell. I'm trying to pull this off.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to do.
Yeah. I feel you. I feel you. And then last
but not least. And I ain't got you to mess with this year.
Nope, not me.
Hopefully, I'm Aaron Rock, they ain't got to worry about my quarterback getting hurt. Knock on wood. You stole it last year.
I'm doing good just to be 4-4. My team sucks. I'm doing pretty good to be 4-4. And finally, last but not least, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be on Friday night at 9 p.m. Join Phil and Choppy as they take you back to the best days of professional wrestling. Whew. All right. Tony C., thank you for calling in. As always, I do appreciate you, my friend.
No problem, my dude.
And that's going to do it for us here at the Sports Report. Remember, we'll be back next week, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right after Monday Night Raw, right after Monday Night Football.
Well, ain't no more overruns on Raw, man. You can start at 11 if you want to. I don't know if you knew that.
I think I'm going to go ahead and start doing that. Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and start doing that. They cut out the overruns on Raw? Okay.
Yeah, man. Okay. That's what USA did. I mean, you can test it out, but the past couple of weeks, they haven't been 11 o'clock. They've been done on a dot.
Okay. Let me test that out.
I think it's a deal they got set up with USA or something. They didn't change the game on it.
Okay. So let me try that out. Test it out, see how we do coming on at 11. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for me. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next week. Everybody, please have a good week and take care. Later, guys.
Later, man.